It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. Today is Friday, April 5th. I'm Erin Fulton with Raven News. Students around the state walked out on Thursday morning calling for the legislature to take action on a proposal to increase school funding. In Sitka, students at Mount Edgecombe High School and Sitka High School took to the parking lots to protest the governor's veto of a bill that would have boosted state funding for public schools. KCAW's Meredith Reddick reports.
Shortly after 11 a.m., around 100 Sitka High School students walked out of their school building, crowding around the front entrance. Student body president Edward Richards addressed them.
Unfortunately, despite students like us and hundreds of others who are currently walking out of their schools across Alaska, knowing the crises our schools are facing, those at the very top cannot hear us. We have spoken up at the legislature and told those in power that without an increase to the base student allocation, our programs will be cut, our classroom sizes will skyrocket, and opportunities will vanish. But it seems words are insufficient.
In mid-March, Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed Senate Bill 140, the first significant bipartisan increase to the base student allocation, or BSA, in years. Then the state legislature failed to override the veto by a single vote. Richards told KCAW that by failing to override the veto, the Alaska legislature had not fulfilled its constitutional obligation to adequately fund schools.
I will say we are lucky here in Sitka to have such a supportive community around our education, but I mean, in some of the rural schools, they're dealing with asbestos and black mold within their schools. And that, I mean, you can't even argue that's inadequate because that's just unsafe.
Earlier this year, students traveled to Juneau to lobby the legislature for a funding increase. Junior Jasmine Wolf was one of them.
Again and again, like, my voice was just, sometimes it was being heard, sometimes it was not, and I was just repeating myself over and over again. And the hope with this statewide walkout is that all over the state, kids all the way from Utqiagvik down to Thorne Bay, our voices are being heard.
Across Sitka's O'Connell Bridge, about 100 other students gathered in the parking lot of Mount Edgecombe High School, Alaska's state-run boarding school. Student Graydon Baker held a homemade cardboard sign that read, "Kids, not cuts." Baker is worried that courses like welding and EMT certification will be cut.
And if we lose this funding, then those classes could possibly shut down. And that's ultimately ruining my future and how I'm going to live my life. So I'd just like to say, Governor Dunleavy, please don't do this.
A few feet away, junior Gail McCreary held a sign that read, "Don't cut my future," with a drawing of scissors. McCreary is from the village of Norvik and skipped Japanese class to protest today out of concerns about cuts to staff and art programs.
The whole reason many of the people here came to Mount Edgecombe is we came for a better education than we could receive in our home village. And so it's really important to me that Mount Edgecombe and honestly every public school has the funding so they can give kids what they need.
McCreary said that SB 140 would allow the school to keep teachers and purchase much needed supplies. McCreary gestured to the sea of cardboard signs to illustrate that point.
There's a couple ones that, like, there's black outlines for letters, but they're not colored in. And that was really ironic to me because while I was making the signs for this protest, I was using, like, markers, you know, like materials that have not been replaced in years. And, like, there's a strong sense of irony here.
Back at Sitka High, Edward Richards told classmates that the walkout should be the beginning of their organizing work, not the end.
Let the statement of solidarity move the conversation forward. Let us make it clear that the students of Alaska believe in education, and we are willing to fight for it. Thank you.
After 40 minutes, the number of votes needed to override the governor's veto, students in Sitka and across the state filed away their signs and returned to class. With reporting from Catherine Rose in Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.
The Sitka School District was still in a precarious place with its budget when Sitka's new superintendent, Deidre Jensen, got into the driver's seat officially on Wednesday night. Typically by April, the school district should be close to finalizing its budget, but with next year's state funding level still uncertain, Jensen said they have some hard decisions ahead.
We have some challenges that we're looking at, and we are not alone. As it was mentioned, there's a lot of other districts that are in the same same boat as we are. We're doing everything possible that we can to save as many positions and programs, and we have a phenomenal staff. And I think that is what we have to remember, that everyone is valued.
Board President Tristan Gavon said that even if they drain the district's budget reserves, they'll still be in a deficit of around $2.6 million.
You know, and that's factoring in using about 100% of our fund balance or our emergency fund. And so, you know, that has really occupied both my time and my mind and I would say my heart. In past years, oftentimes this budget deficit has gone away. And this year, I kind of keep expecting that, but it doesn't seem like it will with where the state is at.
The school board will hold a budget work session on April 11th to discuss some of the options to tackle the budget deficit moving forward. In addition to discussing eliminating 10 or more positions, at a meeting in late March, the board discussed closing Blatchley Pool and moving kindergarten and first grade to Keet Gushahin Elementary School as possible cost-saving measures over the next couple of years. With budget woes looming, the prospect of updating contracts for school buses and janitorial services gave some Sitka School Board members heartburn when the group met Wednesday night. Busing for the Sitka School District is provided by outside contractor Pruitt Enterprises. The contract is up for renewal and will cost the district around $150,000 more annually. District staff said insurance costs had increased and also speculated that in their bid, Pruitt Enterprises was accounting for inflation and the rising cost of fuel and employment. School board member Tom Williams said he couldn't support the increased expense.
We're looking at, I'm just going to round up and say $800,000 a year. I guess what I'm getting at, that seems like an awful lot of money. It seems like this is something that if we invested in the infrastructure ourselves, it would save us, in the long run, quite a bit of money.
Board President Tristan Gavon said the school district managing its own fleet of buses wasn't feasible now, but it's something they could explore at the end of the five-year contract. And board member Phil Burdick said the increase wasn't optimal, but it seemed reasonable.
Knowing, you know, the work that Trudy has done with the district and how closely she's partnered with us, and how seriously she takes the work that she does, I appreciate her really stalwart dedication to the district and making sure that our kids get to school on time. And knowing how much fuel has gone up and knowing how much costs have gone up, including, you know, needing to pay our people more.
The contract renewal passed on a 4-1 vote with Williams opposed. The contract for custodial services for all of the schools was also up for renewal. The current contract holder, Nana Management Services, submitted the winning bid for the one-year contract with options to renew over the next 4 years. Williams said he could support the contract this time, but wanted to see a breakdown of what providing custodial services in-house would cost the district next year. The contract was unanimously approved. Sitkans have until the end of this week to comment on the next phase of the Sitka Seawalk. The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, in coordination with the city, is proposing to extend the Seawalk from the Sitka Public Library to the O'Connell Lightering Facility and onto Totem Square. Greg Lockwood is the design and environmental lead on the project for the DOT. In an email to KCAW, he said once the comment period closes, they'll incorporate the comments and suggestions received during the public process to, quote, shoot for the best overall project possible. He said they hope to begin construction on Phase 2 this fall. Comments must be submitted by 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, April 7th. You can find a link to the comment submission page on our website, kcaw.org. Taking a look at the community calendar. In honor of National Child Abuse Prevention Month, all are encouraged to wear blue today, Friday, April 5th. Construction is occurring across the drive-through road at Sitka Rocky Gutierrez Airport, with vehicle and pedestrian traffic periodically rerouted from the loading zone through one-day parking. Registration is open for Petersburg-based artist Ashley Lohr's 3 torch-fired enamel earring-making workshops to be held Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th at Sitka Public Library. Those who purchased a heat pump, an electric vehicle, or new windows or doors in 2023 may qualify for federal income tax credits through the Inflation Reduction Act. Visit sitkawild.org/energy to learn more. Applications to be an adult reading buddy for the summer at Sitka Public Library is open through Friday, May 17th. The deadline for youth age 14 to 22 to submit applications for Southeast Alaska Independent Living's summer work program is Friday, May 17th. The Forest Service and libraries across the country are celebrating Smokey Bear's 80th birthday through November with the Smokey Bear Reading Challenge geared towards children age 4 through 10. Participants of all ages can register at the Sitka Public Library. The Sitka Native Education Program and Sitka Tribe of Alaska offer youth drumming classes Friday in the Grandchildren's Room at 204 Sigawnaka Way through April. Sitka Conservation Society presents an art show celebrating the life, art, and legacy of Alaskan artists Eric and Pam Bueller from 4:30 to 7 p.m. today at Juneau's Alaska Robotics Gallery and continuing through the Alaska Folk Festival. And the Greater Sitka Arts Council's Spring Art Walk is held tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. starting at the Sitka Sound Science Center, traveling all through Lincoln Street. I'm Erin Fulton, and this has been Raven News.